earlier this month, teams from 12 states descended on Lake Geneva for Winterfest and the 2016 U.S. National Snow Sculpting Competition.
Each team of artists works tirelessly for 3 days, shaping things like 9-foot-tall snow blocks into works of art featuring Norse gods, robots, and even a scene from The Wizard of Oz.
The team that wins the U.S. National Competition also has the opportunity to go on to the International Championship.
A Wisconsin team won. Joining us now is David Andrews of Wauwatosa. He's a member of the first place team at the 2016 U.S. National Snow Sculpting Competition. David, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Well, how did you get into snow sculpting?
Well, can't believe it's been 30 years, but about 30 years ago, I was a sophomore in high school. And at that point, the national competition was held at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Excuse me. And I went to check it out, and I was just blown away. And I remember that feeling that I got of seeing it for the first time of, this is so cool, you know, being a sophomore in high school. And that awe and that feeling has stayed with me all this time.
Well, you work as an artist for your day job. How does that work kind of affect the work you do as a snow sculptor?
Well, the work I do, I work at an art restoration company, Conrad Schmidt Studios, and a lot of the work that we do is it's very enjoyable, but we're meeting a need or we're doing something that's appropriate for a space. We do interior design for churches and theaters. I do a lot of murals, but it's nice to have that wide open creative expression with snow sculpting. You know, we think about our ideas all year long, and we're sketching, and you know, it's nice to be able to express ourselves.
So you and your teammates, who are from the Eau Claire area, as I understand it, you had this big block of snow. What did you decide this year to create out of it?
Well, there's a number of people that I carve with. There's my buddies from Eau Claire, but this year I was carving with Gina Diliberti and Zach Ruder from the Milwaukee area. Yeah. And the title of our piece was The Doormaster. And it's this grizzled old bearded man in the middle of a series of wormholes that he's opening up and controlling, and there's different dimensions, kind of portals kind of opening up around him.
Wow.
So it kind of looks like he's in the middle of a roller coaster. So, you know, the kind of, it's a little bit of a geeky subject matter, but we had a lot of fun with it.
And you did that with snow. I mean, it's hard just to visualize, but you made that happen with snow. How did you get there from this 9-foot-tall block of snow to this incredible vision you had for the Doormaster?
Well, every team does a little bit differently. Our technique is we refer to our scale model, and we have a clay model that 1 inch on the clay model equals 1 foot on the sculpture. And so the first day, even though we're really anxious to get in there and carve all these details, we're painstakingly plotting the dimensions and, you know, transferring the information almost mathematically.
So what's in the snow sculptor's toolkit? What do you actually do the sculpting with?
Well, we start out with some common ice, like sidewalk ice scrapers. They're basically like oversized chisels. And we also use some big saws, like 5-foot saws. A lot of tools are handmade. Once we get the bulk of the material off, then we're into wood carving chisels, and truss plate connectors are excellent sanding devices. When we get down to the final details, we can use belt sander, paper, and if the weather is right, we can get a super smooth finish where it almost looks like marble.
Wow. So how long does this whole process take to get to go from this block of snow into the finished product?
Well, we start carving Wednesday morning, and we finish up Saturday around 11. So it's up to us to put our time in. You know, a lot of people work at night, and so I think it ends up being about 30 to 40 hours per person, and there's three people on a team. So
sleeping happens in there somewhere?
I'm sorry?
Does sleeping happen in there anywhere?
Yeah, you know, the first couple days you try and not party too much, and it's always nice because we're a lot of the other teams and other sculptors we've known for 20 years, so a lot of people call it snow camp, or it's like a snow reunion. It's nice to see everybody, but you try and keep the partying to a minimum, and then the last night is the big push where we all get sleep deprived.
Do you ever feel kind of bittersweet about the fact that you're going to spend 30, 40 hours on this beautiful thing with your team, and then it just melts, and it's so, I guess, transient?
That's interesting. You know, nothing lasts forever, I guess. But I think that's part of the reason why I liked it so much when I first saw it way back when, is that there's something so precious and delicate about it. And, you know, so I guess there's kind of a Zen non-attachment thing going on. But it helps to take good photos.
Mm. We're talking to David Andrews, member of the first place team at the 2016 U.S. National Snow Sculpting Competition held in Lake Geneva. Speaking of photos, we've got one on the WPR.org website. Search around for Central Time, and you'll find a picture of the doorkeeper there. So, David, Lake Geneva, is that the big event here in the U.S. When it comes to snow sculpting?
Yeah, that's the there are a lot of state-sanctioned events all over the country, and this is where the winners of those events come to carve. There is a great international event in Breckenridge, and we are thinking about applying for that next year. It's a five-person team, so we'll get all the gang together and apply for that.
What would that be like at the Breckenridge competition? It's five-person teams, so does that mean you create something that's even bigger?
Yeah, and I think the blocks are 10 by 10 by 10. And, it involves a lot of coordination with everyone. And, I've carved that big a size before. I've never been to Breckenridge, but we're looking forward to it.
Now, if somebody's thinking, on the off chance that we get some snow yet this winter in Wisconsin, I want to make my own snow sculpture. Can amateurs do this? What would be your advice to come up with just a front yard snow sculpture?
Yeah, you can take a garbage can. Hopefully the weather is just right. It helps if the snow is packing snow. You can pack a garbage can, turn it upside down, and if it freezes overnight, if it gets below freezing, then it'll freeze up and firm up for you. And you know, you can take some wood chisels, you can take some, you know, paint scrapers or whatever you have around that you think might work. And you know, I'm sure everyone's seen good yard sculptures that people have kind of thrown together. The other thing you could do is just, basically, like if you're making a snowman, you build it additively and just kind of stick it on.
If it's not packing snow, is there anything you can do to get better material to work with? I don't know, spritz it maybe with water or something?
Not really. I mean, if it's dry, if it's not packing snow, the snow still will stick together. You can stomp it into a trash can, and then and let it sit overnight, you know, in your trash can, and then the next day it should be fused together enough.
Hmm. Now, we talked about your winning entry this year. What have been some of your favorite snow sculptures in years past?
Ooh, there have been so many. I probably carved about 100 myself, and I've seen so many. Maybe talk about a few that stick in my brain. In Lake Geneva, the forms are cylindrical. So one of the great teams that I think ever was a team from Alaska, and they did this ingenious setup where they had a bird cage, and they made it a cylindrical bird cage. They carved the bars, and then they took one of the bars out so they could kind of get in there and carve a parrot inside, and it was beautifully carved parrot. And then when they were all done, they put the bar back, and it was just a beautiful, smart piece. There have been so many. I mean, if you can Google, I'm sure you'll see some amazing stuff.
Do you have any particular ideas on your wish list for what you'd like to make next?
Ooh, that's top secret. I can't
tell
you that. Trade secrets. Okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
So, and this is, you mentioned there's an international competition. I think I saw something about there's a big international one in Japan sometimes, too. So this is not just a Midwestern or an American thing. People from all over the world are making these snow sculptures.
Yeah, and I think it started in Europe. And Winter Fun Corporation, 35 years ago, I believe, saw that and decided to bring it to Milwaukee. And Don Berg and Gene Kempfer, Don had the nationals at the Milwaukee County Zoo, and then Gene Kempfer actually had we hosted a international event that was at the then PAC downtown. So it was nice to have that in our backyard. But there are events going on around the world, and some of my teammates have gone to Italy. There's an Illinois team that we carved with in Lake Geneva that was on their way to Canada. And, people have gone to Russia, China, Switzerland, all over the place.
David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
That was 2016 National Snow Sculpting Champion David Andrews telling us about his winning team in this year's competition in Lake Geneva.